Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you ask Steve Miggs what the greatest nu metal song of all time is, he would say...
Papa Roach.
Well, according to Spin Magazine, that is not the number one nu metal song, Steve.
And we're not just randomly thinking about this, although this does sound like one of those shower thoughts that we would have. It's because John Stamos just played drums to Papa Roach. Uncle Jesse played drums to Papa Roach's Last Resort. And I was like, man, that has to be the greatest nu metal song of all time. But Spin said, no, it's number two.
What's number one?
Well, we'll have to find out.
Okay, deal. Let's put our rockaholics to the test and go track by track. What we're going to do is play one of the bands that made the list, go track by track. We start with the drums.
Yes.
We add in the other instruments as we go along, and then you call out what nu metal song, nu metal band you believe it is. We've got Justin on the phone. Justin, you're a nu metal fan. Who's your favorite nu metal band?
You know, I was going back and forth for a while. I was feeling like Mushroomhead, Slipknot, but I'm going to have to go with... one of my all-time favorites, which is Linkin Park, even though, but it's more on the lines of I go back and constantly listen to Linkin Park compared to going back and listening to Mushroomhead.
And I know for sure Slipknot and Linkin Park were considered one of the top nu metal bands. And Linkin Park is definitely a band that started off that way and then kind of went down a different road. But I think they still deserve the nu metal nod.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with the one that they picked, Spin Magazine, as the number one nu metal song of all time. Are you ready, Justin?
I am ready.
All right, we're starting with the drums. We'll throw in some bass, guitar, and then the vocals. And hopefully you can figure it out before the vocals. Here we go. I'll give you a little bass.
Freak on a Leash?
Yes.
Holy cow, I was not there.
I thought for sure nobody would get that until that this guitar part pops in.
Oh, Korn is one of my all-time favorites, and it will always be. And that particular song, my buddy's dad played on these huge horn speakers and blasted it through the whole neighborhood. It was excellent.
Oh, that's awesome. And now you could get a dog collar from Korn, part of their Freak on a Leash collection.
It's a very nice collection. They also have denim harnesses. It's very cool.
Okay, so that was number one. Color me surprised. I did not get that one at all.
No.
You didn't? I thought, Danny, honestly, I thought once you heard the drums, you're going to be like, oh, I got it.
Nope.
Wow. Okay.
Just the guitar.
Are you ready for what was picked as the number four? Number two was Papa Roach. Number three was the Deftones. I didn't think anybody was going to be able to figure that one out. But number four, I feel like, let's put it in Taryn Daly's hands.
Hello.
Are you ready?
You
okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Start with the drums. We'll throw a little bass.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
Oh, it's Trap Suey.
Yes. I feel like Danny would know because I think you play this at Emo Night as well.
Every time. Mosh Pit always gets started to this one.
I love this music video too. It's so dope.
Do you remember the first time you heard this song?
Yeah.
I'll never forget hearing it. I was working at the end, and they say, oh, brand new System of Down. Because we were playing, like, Sugar, which was off of their first record. Like, brand new song. It's going to trip you out. I'm like, how so? And then I hear it. And I was like, what the hell is this? And I don't think anybody had thought, like, how is this ever going to become a popular hit of a song? And Sure as ass, it did.
All these years later, making the list of Spin Magazine.
All right, one more. Number 7 greatest new metal song of all time. Danny, it's on you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Limp Bizkit, Nookie.
Oh,
Break Stuff. I was close.
Yeah. I was actually surprised that Nookie wasn't ahead of it, but you know what? I'm not arguing. I think Break Stuff is a way cooler song.
It's way more popular too,
that
but
has more staying power.
Yes.
Because everyone wants to break stuff. Not everybody wants to get laid.